Tri-City Tipsnet, calling the Tri-City Tipsnet. Good evening and welcome to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tipsnet. This is Kilo 1, Romeo Mike November. My name is Bob and I'm located in Montville, Connecticut. I will be your net control station for this evening. Membership in the Tri-City Radio Club is not necessary for participation. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcome to check into the net. Those that do not wish to check in are welcome to listen. The net operates on the 147.060 megahertz repeater with a PL tone of 156.7 hertz. If needed, the secondary is 146.97, also with a PL tone of 156.7 hertz. The net is held each Wednesday evening starting at 7 p.m. local time with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators as well as for experienced amateurs. The purpose of this net is to provide a venue for presenting questions, obtaining answers, and advice related to amateur radio, promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators, and encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset the repeater. The TIPSNET is a directed open net. That means we call for a round of check-ins, and when we have everyone checked in, we'll go down through the list for comments and questions. During the check-in, please state if you have a question for the net. We will ask for your questions after everyone is checked in. There are three sections to the TIPSNET. First, the open net with rounds of questions and comments. Following that is a section for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest. Lastly, there is a time for those that wish to offer to sell, swap, or those looking for amateur-related items. Unless directed, all communications should be directed to the net control station. When checking in to the net, please say, "This is," release the mic button, and listen to ensure no one else has called at the same time you have. Then slowly give your call sign phonetically, along with your name and location. And if you have a comment or question, please let me know that when you're checking in. Let me reset the repeater. Again, this is Bob, K1RMN, your net control station for this evening. Again, during check-in, please key the mic, say "This is," release the mic button, listen to ensure the frequency is clear, then go ahead. We will start taking check-ins now. Remember, please talk slowly. Please come now with your call.
Good evening, here is Kilo Alpha 6, Papa Delta Golf, Kevin in Norwich. No items for the net at this point, just checking in.
Here is Kilo Charlie 1, Tango Whiskey Romeo, Tim, City of Groton, Eastern Point Beach. And got some thoughts, but hold them till later. Back to net.
I have the following stations: KA6 PDG, Kevin; KC1 TWR, Tim; K0JEB, Josh, and W1SVC, Steve. Are there any additional stations wishing to check in at this time?
This is. Kilo Bravo 1, Romeo Alpha Yankee, Mark in Groton. No questions.
Net recognizes Kilo Bravo 1. Romeo Alpha Yankee, Mark. Any further stations, please come now. With no further check-ins, let's start with a round. If anybody has any questions or any comments, this would be a great time to make it. Let's start with Kevin, KA6PDG.
Good evening, Bob, KA6PDG in Norwich. Well, very good to hear you. Isn't that control, and what a bang-up job you're doing here in the first few minutes of the NAT, and you're very clear, you have a nice voice for running a NAT, and my goodness. Good job. As I said before, nothing really comes to mind. Maybe I'll think of something later in the NAT. The only thing amateur radio-wise going on for me is that I'm hoping they start the work on my roof soon so that they can finish soon so that I can put my antennas back on the roof soon. That's all I got, though. We'll listen and see if we get inspired here with some of the other comments and questions that are sure to come, Bob. Nice job, KA6PDG.
Thank you, Kevin. Let's move on to KC1TWR, Tim in Groton.
Good evening, Bob. Good evening, everyone. Quick comment. I was looking through the AARRL website, and I noticed a comment about the fact that they're possibly redoing some of the procedures for ARIES. And they had a link, which didn't take me anywhere, and I think part of that is you have to be signed in and either an SECE or above in order to look at that, because I guess it's out for comments of the SECs and SMs and above. So I'm curious to see what kind of changes are going to happen with that. The other thought, the other thing at some point I want to ask about is going to be NFED HF. A dipole. Well, it wouldn't be a dipole, but it's an end-fed antenna. I guess that's what it is. And the fact of whether you use a ballon, is it a 1 to 9, or is it an un-un, or what the heck it is, I don't know. So, anyhow, such language, my apologies. But with that, I'll go back to net control. This is KC1TWR.
Thanks, Tim. If anyone would like to talk about the NFED antenna and whether or not it requires a ballon, please come now.
Whiskey 1, Sierra Victor Charlie.
One, Sierra Victor Charlie. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Tim, I've been playing around a lot with NFEDs for some portable stuff. I've been doing a little bit of experimenting with like a GoKit and everything like that, and I've actually had surprising success. I do use a 9-to-1 ballon. I do plan on making my own, but I currently am using one that I purchased, not from the common one. There's one, my antenna or whatever, I didn't use theirs. I got some other one that's working absolutely fine. And I've been playing, experimenting a little bit of it with grounds and counter poise and playing around with it, but you definitely need a 9-to-1. And success with it compared to, matter of fact, Sunday or whatever, I was outside testing, doing some testing with a shorter wire, it's a random wire, of course, and I was making contacts, and when I came inside to my full setup here, I lost lost everything, so I don't know if this, the conditions changed or it was working that good. Back to net.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate your comments. I'll go back to KC1TWR. Did that help you at all?
Yep, that definitely helped, although I got further confused about the comment about radials, and I didn't think that a NFED used radials. The reason I'm asking is my thought is, you know, I live in a condo and all kinds of rules, but it dawned on me that outside of my back deck, which is still about two floors above me, so it's not easy to put up a vertical, but from there across the parking lot there is a tree, and my thought was at night when it's starting to get dark and people can't see wires that easily, I could shoot a wire over to the tree, attach the 9-to-1 bell, and be able to run for the night, and then pull the wire back during the end of the night, and so it wouldn't be visible during the day. But that could be a pie-in-the-sky idea. Back to net control, this is KC1TWR.
Okay, Tim, I will tell you that I have a half-wave NFED antenna with a 9-to-1 balun on it, and it's 66 feet long. I extend the rest with just some poly line, but the larger one would be about 136 feet, so you could kind of judge that for the distance you would need to cover for those, or the random wire one, and an antenna tuner makes a huge difference when you want to kind of dial that in for whatever frequency you want to work, but they seem to be pretty good. Let's move on next to K0JEB, Josh in Groton. Any comments for the net? Keep you in reserve if we need somebody with a quick question to help us out tonight. Let's move on to W1SBC Steve in Coventry. Any comments for the net tonight?
W1SBC. No original comments, but I will add a little bit more on the NFED. I've been using random non-resident lengths. Some of those stuff I played with was 125 feet, and I think the other one was like 84, and then 50-something I'm trying to get, you know, for different applications. And you don't really need him. I've had some success. You obviously need a decent antenna tuner without any major radials or anything like that. I just, I had a counterpoise of different lengths. Those are also random, too. There's a couple guys online that have some nice charts on what are non-resident if you're going that route. And I've actually been using just one of those little things that you screw in to hold your dog's leash. It's like a threaded rod thing there. You screw that in, and I clamp it, the ground post that comes off the 9-to-1 right to that. And I've actually gotten it to load very well, and if the soil's right. That's all I got. W1SBC, back to net.
Okay, Steve, thank you very much. Let's move on to KB1RAY. Mark in Groton, any comments for the net this evening?
KB1RAY. Not really any comments tonight. Glad to check in and show my support. With that, KB1RAY, back to net control.
Thank you very much, Mark. Okay, that kind of concludes round one. And I will go back through the list again for one more round of comments or questions or anything else that we can add to help Tim decide whether or not he's going to throw rocks through his neighbor's trees or not. But let's now go to KA6PDG. Kevin, any further comments?
Thanks, Tim. Well, in line with what's been discussed so far, I'm somebody who's never used an NFED antenna. I'm very curious about it, and I love hearing Steve say that he's been having success with random lengths, because I love random length antennas because they're random and I'm random. But seriously, the question that comes to mind, and it might be helpful to Tim, and I guess I'll direct it to Steve, is, Steve, have you been using just the standard either 14-gauge or 12-gauge copper wire, or have you been experimenting at all with thinner wire, 16 or 18-gauge? I think of it because, and I may have mentioned this on the net in the last few weeks, hearing a ham talk about a dipole he'd made with very thin wire. I think it was like 18-gauge or 20-gauge. It was ridiculously thin, and yet he was having great success on 75 meters. That sometimes can be helpful in a restricted living situation where you don't want the neighbors to see your, you know, curtain or rhombic antenna that you've stretched across the neighborhood. If the wire is spiderweb thin, it's not as visible. So the question is to Steve about the thickness of the wire, the gauge of the wire, and has he experimented with different types? KA6PDG, back to net.
W1SVC, A1RMN, can you comment back to K6PDG's question on the gauge of the wire?
W1SVC, yeah, gladly. I actually do play around. I have access to pretty good selection of wire, what I do for a living, and I always use coated wire, you know, when I can get a hold of something like an industrial oil water resistant kind of thing, because that stuff just, you don't have to worry about branches or anything, stuff is really rugged. But I have been reducing the size, because obviously I'm trying to become more and more portable, and I'm down to, I believe, to what I'm experimenting with right now that I just was talking of, a 16 gauge, which is pretty, you know, it's nice, easy to roll up and very good, and it's doing fine. I've always been an advocate of heavier wire, but I will get back to you in the future, because I have some very thin, actually I've tried some, I'm planning on trying some different metals. I know copper is preferred, but I have an abundance of some very thin stainless wire rope that's very fine. I don't, maybe it's 24 gauge or something like that, and it's practically invisible. So I am going to do, hopefully this fall, it's too hot now to be messing around with that. Hopefully this fall I will do some experience with both dipoles and fed, see what I can do with that. Hopefully that's a little bit of help. W1SVC, back to net.
Thank you very much, Steve. Let's do another call up. This is K1RMN and the Tri-City TipsNet. Are there any additional stations that wish to join? Please call now.
This is Kilo 1, Delta Charlie Tango, Dave in Preston. No questions at this time, but I do have a little insight on NFETs.
Here is N1XCR, Norwich, Connecticut.
Net recognizes K1DCT, Dave, and N1XCR. Stand by, please. K6PDG, this is K1RMN. Was Steve's answer what you were looking for?
Yeah, absolutely perfect, and I didn't know if that might be helpful for Tim. So we can put Steve down for a follow-up report, say, in early November, assuming the temperature goes down around here. KA6PDG, thank you. I'm all set now.
Let's move on down the list. KC1TWR, any further questions or comments for the net?
Well, all
the information on NFED is definitely leaning me towards that as a possible solution to getting up on HF. The tree in question is probably about 60 feet away, and beyond the tree, more importantly, beyond the tree, there's a slope and two roads intersection and further apartments, but they're hundreds of feet away. So if I overshoot my mark with a tree, I'm not worried about coming down on somebody's window or anything of that nature, so that should be good. Other than that, I think I will listen to see what Dave has to say about the... lost my notes here. Hear what Dave has to say about the NFEDs, K1DCT, and go from there. So back to net control. This is KC1TWR.
Okay, let's move on down our list here, and let's go to K0GEB, Josh in Groton. You're making antennas all the time, Josh. What are you working on today?
It's K0GEB. I've been messing around with J-pole antennas and I'm working on making a Yagi for 70 centimeter. I'm having trouble getting the SWRs down below 2, and I'm not sure. I might have to design some kind of match in between the drive element and the ground element. I'm not quite sure. I'm still messing with it, and as far as NFED antennas, I don't have any input for that because I haven't really used any, and of course I'm not on HF. I only have a VHF capability. So with that, K1RMN, this is K0JEP.
Okay, thank you very much, Josh. Let's move down for our second round to W1SVC. Steve, anything additional?
W1SVC, nothing additional. I'm actually holding out for Dave's comment. Back to net, W1SVC.
Okay, Steve, we're almost down to Dave. KB1RUA, Mark, anything additional from you at this point?
KB1RAY. Not really anything useful, but my first HF receiver, it was a receiver only, not a transceiver. All I did was, took a random piece of wire and I connected it up to the antenna port and just started tuning around. And I have to say that at that point I was very surprised what I was able to hear with just a random piece of wire. I know it's a little bit different on the transmit side. So, with that, hope everyone has a good rest of the week here. KB1RAY, back to the control.
Thank you very much, Mark. That's kind of the way I started out myself, taking a spool of wire, throwing it around, and just listening to what I could. Let's move on down to K1DCT, Dave and Preston. Sounds like everybody's waiting for your guidance on NFED antennas. Thank you very much.
This is K1DCT. Well, I hope I haven't built everybody's hopes up too high. but I currently run an NFED antenna at the home station for 40, 20, 15, and 10. And it is a high-end brand, that's H-Y-E-N-D. And it's from across the pond, I don't remember where, Sweden, Netherlands. And I thought it was a bit pricey, and having never bought a wire antenna before, was a little hesitant. But when I started looking into what a toroid core would cost, a nice weathertight box, all the right things to put it together, I just paid the money, and it arrived in great working order, and has a very, very low SWR, less than 2 to 1 across all those bands that I mentioned, and I've been very happy with it. So, that's my experience with that. And then I went out and bought a MFJ, whatever you might think of them. I went out and bought a QRP model for the same bands, 40, 20, 15, 10, that I use in my KX3 on field day and on vacation. And really easy to put up, lightweight. It's a, like I said, a QRP model, so 30 watts is maximum. And it worked flawlessly. Same, you know, same good match. Didn't have to use the automatic antenna tutor, so I'm kind of sold on these NFEDs, particularly for, you know, wire antennas and maybe limited space, you know, a little stealth. So I'm sold on them. I think they're certainly a great asset. I mean, if you've got room to put up a rhombic or that ambition, go for it. But this gives you what I have, gives you 4 bands, and you know, you can take it from there. Back to net, K1DCT.
Thank you very much, Dave. Let's move on now to N1XCR. Any comments for the net this evening?
Yeah, okay. Good evening to everybody in the net. Just checking in, checking late. I was on the phone here, didn't get be able to check in early, and just turned the rig on, and they were calling in for last check-in, so I give a quick check-in. I got a Ballon design. They make a high quality, that's the company's name, is Ballon Designs. I got a 9-to-1. It's a 9-to-1, it has 2 posts on it, a 9-to-1, 4-to-1. It's ready for 5kW. It's in a 4-inch by a 4-inch box, real beefy unit, weatherproof. Nice. You want to run an NFED long wire, do some great. There's a couple different ways you can do it. You can run a raised radio, like a raised radio, 2 feet above ground. You can drop it directly on ground, you know. But, yeah, it gets out gangbusters, and you can be 160 to 10 meters. There's some bands that'll have, it depends on the length of the wire. You got to figure out where you want to operate, but you get this, you know, the resonant points there. You can't get them all, but you can do okay. It's a nice, a real nice antenna setup. So don't ever downgrade the NFED long wire antenna. So really cool, and it's actually quite quiet on the HF bands. Back to net control, is N1XCR.
Okay, thank you very much. I will ask again, are there any additional questions from anyone else on the net tonight? If so, please come now with your questions. Okay, hearing no questions, we'll move on to the next section, which is announcements or bulletins. The only one that I have is the ARRL New England Convention up at Foxborough, Mass. On 7, 8, and 9 September. If you're interested, you can go to ARRL and find out about tickets and or any other information about classes and what else is going on that weekend. Does anyone else have any bulletins or information that they want to put out at this point? Please come now.
KC1TWR.
KC1TWR, K1RMN, go ahead, please.
Well, I'm going to give you 3 for the price of 1. A reminder that tomorrow morning up at Old Times Restaurant, there is a breakfast that usually meets promptly at 7 o'clock in the morning. It's not really very well organized, but it's a group of hams who have breakfast there pretty much every Thursday morning. Very good group of people, and always welcome to newcomers. Secondly, reminder that the Raison picnic that's coming up a week from tomorrow. And if you go to the raison.org website, you'll get all the details you need right there. Because of the picnic, Tri-City Amateur Radio Club that normally meets next Tuesday will not be having their meeting because we're all going to meet at the Raison or picnic, or at least those that would like to. Let me reset. And I also wanted to thank Mike, W1MCT, Tom, WA2RYV, and Josh, K0JEB, for all the help and work that they did last night and into the early morning this morning at the new Red Cross headquarters in Montville, running seven coax cables up into the attic and installing, I believe, four antennas, maybe it was five antennas, and getting everything looking pretty shipshape. Still some work to be done, but that was a lot of work to be done that night, and they were all very successful, and no angry words or anything. Team effort, excellent. Back to Net Control, this is KC1TWR.
Okay, thank you very much, Tim. This is K1RMN Net Control for the Tri-City Radio Club Weekly Tips Net. Are there any additional check-ins at this time? Please come now. Okay, with no additional check-ins, we'll go to the final category. Is there anyone out there that is wishes to offer up the cell swap or looking for any amateur-related gear? Please come now.
KA6PDG.
KC1TWR. K1RMN, go ahead, please.
I don't know if this belongs in this category or the previous one, but just a reminder that the Tri-City Auction is coming up the last Saturday in October, which is only a little bit less than 2 months from now. So just a reminder to, you know, look around your shack, decide what you may or may not want to finally give up on, or projects that you want to pass on, or just superfluous equipment that's just taking up shelf space that you might want to offer up at the auction. And also to put the auction on your calendar so you can go and see what other people have found as superfluous projects and what have you that they're offering up. That's always good. And next week, hopefully, I will have made a decision on two mobile rigs, 2 meter radios that I am probably going to offer up one of them next week and see if anybody is interested. Back to Net Control, this is KC1TWR.
KA6PDG.
Net recognizes KA6PDG. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. I doubled with Tim a minute ago, and he won. The nerve of that man. Also, I was hoping you'd ask for another shot on announcements. I don't have an announcement. I have a question pertaining to announcements. And Tim might be the one to field at least one of these. And that is there going to be anything going on at the Nautilus on August 18? I know there had been talk about that. And my second question is anybody doing anything locally with lighthouses? Because I know that is coming up here in a few weekends. KA6PDG, nothing further, back to net.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Let's see what Tim can amplify on that for us. KC1TWR. K1RMN, anything on the questions from K6PDG?
Well, Kevin, I beat you this time, but as far as first check-in into the net, we both pretty well keyed at the same time, except I heard you, so I backed off and you went first, so we traded places. That works. Yes, the Snow Goose and the Nautilus and how they're tied together on August 18th from 10 to 4 in the afternoon. We're going to be looking for anybody who even from home wants to be able to partake with the N1S call sign to those that are trying to make contact as part of the whole event. I don't believe we're going to actually get anybody down at the parking lot or on the pier. We haven't found any people who have expressed enough interest to do that, so we're going for the next best thing. As far as the lighthouses, I think with all the other activities that have been going on with Field Day and what have you, I think that kind of got lost a little bit. I'll have to look and see when that is and what kind of planning can be done. We do have lighthouses here, and believe it or not, there's a group in either central Connecticut or eastern or western Connecticut that seems to already be making plans to do the Avery Point Lighthouse. So I want to contact them and find out if they're really going to be there and maybe visit them while they're doing that. But that's about where we are with that right now. Back to Net Control, this is KC1TWR.
Thank you very much, Tim, for that. I do know that I saw some email traffic that Harry was going to offer up some log sheets if you were going to work from your home station for that for the first one. So if people are interested, I'm sure we can find out exactly where they can either download them or if Harry will send them to you. So a couple of events coming up. They sound kind of interesting. Let me reset. Okay, this was last call, and we have no further check-ins, so I'm going to close the net at this time. Thanks to all who participated in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tips Net, and thanks to all who stood by as we conducted the net. The Tri-City Amateur Radio Club meets the second Tuesday of each month, except this month, at the American Red Cross Service Center at 1031 Route 32, Montville, Connecticut. The meetings start at 7:30 p.m. and are open to all interested persons, licensed or not. Information about the club may be found at www.tricityarc.com. We thank John, W1AN, for the use of this repeater. This net will meet again next Wednesday at 7 p.m. on this frequency. I now return the repeater to regular amateur use at 1937 hours. This is K1RMN, good evening, and 73.